Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jessica Cena with the Montana Petroleum Association.
This is Jessica Cena, Communications Advisor to the Montana Petroleum Association.
Okay, Jessica Cena, one of my favorite people from Montana. First, I got to ask, how's your golden retriever doing these days?
She is wonderful. She is loving all this snow. In fact, she likes it a whole lot more than I do.
And what part of Montana did we find you in today?
I am in the capital city today. I'm in Helena.
Okay, great. Just wanted to get an update from you from the Montana energy production. We'll start with that. You don't have to get into specific numbers because, you know, obviously that fluctuates depending on price and depending on day of the week type of a thing. But just kind of a broad overview of how the Montana energy extraction or the petroleum industry is doing.
Sure. Well, I mean, like I would probably see on any other day, we could certainly be drilling a whole lot more. The downturn in oil prices is, of course, affected Montana, also being in what many call the shallower end of the Bakken or in an area with less available reserves. You know, we've definitely seen a major decline over the last year and a half. What that's done, though, is you know, our state coffers are not as robust as they have been in the past. There's not as much money for the legislators to fight over this session, and that means that we have had a very, very slow legislative session so far, especially compared to 2015, where we were fighting a host of bills to add new cumbersome regulations to the upstream side. It would have made drilling much more difficult, much more costly. We're not seeing those same types of bills just go around, and I might venture to say I think people are missing the drilling that we were doing because of the state of the budget now.
How about when it comes to jobs? I spoke to the mayor of Sidney, Montana, Rick Norby, recently, and you know he mentioned that it was down a little bit. You know, there's some white trucks driving through town every now and then, and the energy companies are still, you know, Continental Resources still buying backpacks for kids, and so the community effort is still there as well. But what are you seeing with your numbers in terms of job development, job retention, or hiring new workers?
Well, similar to North Dakota, we have seen companies starting to hire once again. Some of the companies that had drilled wells but not completed them are looking to do you know, some completion work in the next year, and so obviously they're going to need to build up a lot of those different service crews again. And the ripple effect is, as you know, it's huge, and so once you start bringing work crews to come back in and either complete wells, then the ripple effect benefits the surrounding community, whether it's because guys are buying work boots or gloves, or they're moving back full-time and putting their kids back into school and whatnot. So I have been in touch with a couple of not only members of the Petroleum Association, but other contacts within the industry, and things are starting to take a positive turn in the right direction. I think there's a lot of renewed optimism as we start to see that price just creep upwards again, but also now we've got a very different federal administration, and already some of the signs that we've seen come out of the Trump administration point to a direction that signals some good news for those in the oil and gas industry.
You mentioned the federal administration. Of course, that leads me to transition into the Department of Interior. Obviously, they oversee BLM land and really do have a pretty integral part in tribal and public land drilling. Ryan Zinke, is that pronounced correctly? And he's from Montana. Talk to me a little bit about that relationship with I guess it would be the Department of Interior, Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, and oil and gas, and take that whatever direction you want to go, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, very excited to have a Montanan at the helm of, you know, public lands management. Department of Interior oversees, I believe, 75% of all federal lands. Department of Ag with the Forest Service, they, have oversight over the remaining 25%, but this is huge for Montana. This is the first time we've had a Montana serve in a presidential cabinet, I believe, ever. He He started out as a state senator and was our congressman up until this appointment. And, you know, he's got a very interesting background, having represented a constituency in a national park. I mean, when he was a senator in the state of Montana, he represented the Whitefish area near Glacier National Park. So he certainly understands what it's like to oversee an area with a lot of, what we would call it, a more pristine environment. He is definitely well-versed in working with the tribes. And we've got 7 Indian reservations here in Montana. So I think he brings a very interesting background. Of course, too, he understands that energy security is directly linked to our national security as former Navy SEAL. And so I think that bodes really well with some of the other members of the presidential cabinet. So I don't think that he is going to be, let me put it this way. There has been a number of calls to transfer federal lands back to the states. Ryan Zinke has been opposed to that from the get-go. He, in fact, opposed the, it was the position of the party, GOP party platform in the convention a year, 2 years ago, and he actually dropped out as a delegate because of that position. So it's very interesting. I think for people to worry that federal lands are going to get transferred back, you know, that's not going to be a position that he's going to be in favor for. I think he provides balance and when it comes to drilling with respect to doing so in pristine environments or doing so on tribal lands. So I do think he's a pretty level-headed leader and will certainly be an asset to that cabinet.
Looking at some of the companies that are from Montana that traveled into the Bakken to do some business, I'm thinking of a G2IT. I know they're based in, I think, Billings, Montana. Brian Siebel, the CEO there, I've had many conversations with him. Travis Jordan, Montana RigMat out in Charlo, Montana. What are you hearing either from your members or people within the energy industry? Are they maintaining optimism? Are they getting jobs and are they losing jobs? I guess just kind of an update from either your members or from people that you talk to within the industry.
Well, our work has not slowed down with respect to fighting back rules and regulations, which will make it harder for producers to rehire or to continue doing business. And that's a very interesting thing, is that oil prices hit record lows. Activity in Montana is at record lows. It's had a negative impact on employment across the state, not just in those oil-producing counties, but really across the state, where we had people from western Montana making the long commutes or providing goods or services to oil and gas-producing counties. We've seen this slowdown, and yet we've not seen a slowdown in the amount of rules and regulations to make drilling more difficult or more costly.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jessica Cena with the Montana Petroleum Association, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Gandhi says an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off.
I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Yeah, you know that I've lied. You know we do what we do so we can survive. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.